This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I'll tell you one thing. It's not about the technology. It's not about the resources. It's not about the personnel. It's about the aptitude and the attitude to put forth everything they need to do to get this done. I came out of that meeting pissed, and I am pissed, because our residents in this state deserve a government that works for them. And what I saw in there was a government full of freaking excuses, and it really annoys me.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
All right, Griffer, you're in the swamp this morning, aren't you?
I'm in the Atlantic, weathering the waves in the storm, searching for an Iranian warship that's launching drones. I can't find it, and apparently the Pentagon says it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But there's things flying every now. I am back in the swamp in D.C., but obviously following this story, which is crazy. I feel like I woke up with deja vu on this drone story, thinking, here we go all over again with these Chinese spy balloons.
Yeah, that was a New Jersey assemblyman named Brian Bergen you were talking about there. And his comment was vague enough that it could cover any variety of government operations. He just says he's pissed. I walked in there. Those people aren't working for our best interest. So that could cover a whole bunch of things. But what he was talking about was that meeting where they were briefed on what we know and what we're doing about big drones flying over Coast Guard ships and maybe sensitive areas along the East Coast, and we're not doing anything about it. And I don't know if that's due to a void of leadership in Washington, D.C. I mean, Phil Murphy doesn't seem all that agitated about it. He's the mayor up there. I just don't understand why we're not more concerned. And boy, heaven forbid some kind of terrorist attack happens and they had done nothing about it. There's going to be hell to pay.
Well, listen, and that's obviously worst case scenario, but look at like just the practical surveillance threat. I mean, Look, Congressman, and by the way, Governor Murphy seems to be, and I don't want to overstate this, but he seems to be kind of coming around a little bit, because now he's saying he's not opposed to having these things shot down.
Good.
Or having the feds get more robust. But you know, Congressman Chris Smith was talking about the Coast Guard ship, saying that that one of their boats was trailed by a dozen or more drones. And it's like, how, obviously I wasn't there and I'm not a Coast Guardsman and appreciate their service, but how could you have a dozen drones flying behind your ship and someone doesn't say, hey, let's take these out? I mean, obviously, there would be no authority that they should be there following, forget the surveillance of sensitive military installations, or God forbid, President-elect Trump's New Jersey properties. But simply a U.S. military vessel being trailed by a dozen drones, it's like, hey, hand me the gun. Like, just take them out.
I thought I heard Harris Faulkner talking about how these drones in some cases are the size of a car. Did you hear that?
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
I heard her talking about that. I haven't seen anything, Ken, that indicates that. But I will tell you this. It was a remarkable moment yesterday on air when I believe it was John Roberts was anchoring with Sandra Smith, and they were talking about the story with the guest, and then all of a sudden we cut to our Pentagon briefing, and Jen Griffin, our correspondent at the Pentagon, pointedly asked Sabrina Singh of the Pentagon, said, "Hey, so are there Iranian warships out off the coast?" And they said, "No, there's absolutely no truth to that." But then the Pentagon went on to basically say, "Well, we don't really know exactly what's going on because we weren't asked to look into it." It's like, how in the world do you need to be asked to look into this, you know, constant reports of these drones over obviously sensitive things like Coast Guard ships?
So as a surfer, I know you'd be tuned into this, but just how far off the coast do you have to get to be in international waters?
Well, it's a good question. And, you know, I mean, it's only, what is it like, 20 miles off
the
coast?
Yeah, it's not far.
I mean, it's not far at all, which is why, you know, you used to be able to go out on these cruise ships and you know, 30 minutes after you leave dock, it's like, well, let's head to the casino. You can now gamble because you're in international waters.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think really this is one of those stories, once again, that all of a sudden the American public sees everything that the government is downplaying, and then it becomes abundantly clear that the government wasn't doing anything about it and may have not even known about it until citizens started talking about it. And therein lies the fundamental problem. How in the world could the FAA not know that these things are happening? Answer, I would submit to you, is that it's these drones are of technology advanced that they can, you know, evade detection.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, we're in trouble.
I hate to suggest that the State Department or the Pentagon would be playing semantics with it, but let's assume there's not an Iranian warship off the coast. Let's assume it's just a cargo ship that happens to be from Iran, which they're using as a base to fly these drones off of. It could be any number of things like that, but until they shoot one down, they won't know. And I just get the impression that he's gung-ho enough that if Pete Hegseth gets that job, he might go up there and shoot one down himself.
Listen, I've known Pete for quite a long time, and I can tell you he for sure would take one out, and he's a pretty good shot. He won't miss. But let me, as long as we engage in the theories, and I don't want to call it a conspiracy theory because I think that's too cliche, but people are talking about, you know, a warship off the coast, which seems unimaginable. What if there were Iranians that were somehow coordinating it from on the ground in the U.S.? Well, you say, how could you have Iranian agents just, you know, hiding in the dark? Well, let's look at the internal ICE data that my colleague Bill Malusian put out yesterday that revealed that of the 1.4 million illegals in the U.S., who, by the way, have already been gotten final deportation orders from an immigration judge, are in the U.S., not in ICE custody. They're just roaming loose, and this administration has not removed them. Of the 1.4 million, there's 2,618 Iranian immigrants here illegally that are running loose. So, you know, there's a chance that there are already people here that could obviously, you know, coordinate something like this. And so that's, again, not a conspiracy theory. It's just, hey, now that we're trying to look at possibilities, certainly the fact that there could be people that already are here, that have been here perhaps for a while, that are now able to funnel things like the technology of these undetectable drones into the U.S. and people are on the ground to carry out the operations and efforts.
Griff, I know you're Washington based, but I was hearing about how there are these wanted posters with pictures of the UnitedHealthcare CEO who was just murdered, Brian Thompson, and some other high profile health executives. They've been popping up in New York. So do you know much about what's going on? Because I think it was just this week where they started seeing these wanted posters popping up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I must plead ignorant on that. I don't know a lot about that, Kim, but I think, you know, as the Washington swamp creature that I am, you know, I think when we're starting to hear more members of Congress starting to weigh in on it, we're gonna learn more really about the healthcare, the sentiments, the animosity, really is what it is, towards the healthcare industry. And, you know, the if Congress starts getting involved, they're really going to have to take a hard look at you know, balancing what have been decades of frustrations with healthcare companies and the fact that it cannot and must not ever lead to going out in cold blood and murdering a father and husband.
Yeah, like Elizabeth Warren saying, well, you know, sometimes you just push people too far. She didn't say that after January 6th, but she's saying it in relation to a murder in broad daylight in New York City.
Well, and I didn't call her out, and you picked up exactly where I was going to, you know, go, because that's the troubling stuff that you're hearing, because it's like a you know, abject sort of justification of sorts, if you will, and that's just not acceptable in any scenario.
Oh, no kidding. Well, I tell you what, Griff, always appreciate having you on, my friend. We're going to have you next week. You heading into the holidays?
People are going to be throwing shoes at the TV over the holidays going, I'm going to be anchoring Fox and Friends some, America's Newsroom some, America Report some. I'm going to be Himmer. I'm going to be Roberts. I'm going to be Steve Ducey. I'm going to be doing so much that people are going to be tired of watching me. But I will say next week I will join you from Mar-a-Lago. I'll be the transition reporter. And I'm excited about that because my family's from West Palm Beach, and I keep a couple of surfboards down there. So maybe in between live shots, I can catch a few waves.
I love that. By the time all that's over with, all those names you dropped are going to want to be Griff. They won't be the other way around after this next week.
I don't know about that. Well, listen, if you get bored on Christmas morning, I'll be doing Fox and Friends and waking everybody up.
Wow. Hardest working man in Washington, D.C. Griff, thank you.
Hey, you have a good one.
All right, buddy. We'll see you. Appreciate that. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.